It's been a fantastic year for gaming. In addition to some breakout new video games, 2015 has seen a number of highly anticipated sequels to modern favorites. Composing for these sequels presents a unique challenge, however. How do you build and expand upon the legacy of a pre-existing series to create a soundtrack that both fits the mood and style of a game, but still presents fresh, unique ideas? As the year draws to a close, we'll look at the music of two titles that have made their mark on gaming history this year. The first score we'll explore is Fallout 4, the sequel to the wildly successful Fallout 3 that was 7 years in the making. Israeli-American composer Inon Zur returned to compose a new score for Fallout 4, and the final product is over 3 hours of breathtakingly complex music for an outstanding game. Inon joins me from his studio in California to talk about his music for Fallout 4. Inon, thank you so much for joining me today.
You're welcome, and I'm very, very happy to be with you today.
Thank you so much. I want to start today with Fallout 4's main theme music. You'll recognize the melody from Fallout 3's soundtrack, but you'll probably notice the very different style and mood of the piece. Let's listen. Fallout 4's music is noticeably more centered on melody than its predecessor, particularly featuring the piano throughout the entire score. Is there a reason your music for this game shifted to this more melodic focus?
Not only melodic, but also more warm, personal, almost intimate vision and shape of the music that I wrote for the whole game. And it's starting from the main theme, because we actually started from the main theme. When I visited Bethesda in 2013, first to be introduced for the game, Todd Howard and Mark Lampert basically told me roughly the story. And the first thing I was thinking was, it is way more personal. It's about family. It's about, you know, a story of one person who fights for his family. So the first thing I said to Todd was like, you know what? I really hear piano playing it, and he really liked the idea. Then we started to go back and forth between piano sound. So eventually we sort of like hone in on a combination between a synthesizer and a real piano, and that's what we ended up. And regarding the melodic issues, the same thing. We're telling a story here. We're telling an emotional story. We're telling a personal story. And so the music had to accommodate all these aspects, and that's why I, and when I say we, it means Mark Lampert and Todd Howard from Bethesda were a total part in all the choices and decision making to shape the score. So we definitely did it taking into consideration all these factors and making it then more emotional.
I think one of the things that makes the Fallout games stand out so much is, like you said, that the games are so personal. In Fallout 3, you spend the whole game searching for your missing father, and then in Fallout 4, you're searching for your missing son. So you think the piano sort of acts as like an anchor throughout the game to sort of draw back in that. It's a very acoustic and a mellow kind of instrument compared to some of the big, heavy brass fanfares you might hear in an adventure game.
That's true. And again, Fallout 3 was sort of like more focused on, a lot of it was the big picture and what's going on. And it was very malicious. Fallout 4, the stories really take you throughout the whole thing. And you really remain closer to the player more than ever. So again, this is one of the reasons why we wanted to explore a shift in the score.
You're known for using a lot of sort of percussive extended techniques in your scores. So can you tell us a little bit about how you create these sounds and how you use them in your music?
So specifically for this game, I've decided that I don't really want to go for traditional percussions. There are a lot of percussive elements in the score, specifically in the, you know, more battles. But in order to create something that is more unique, I started exploring new sounds and artifacts, and I traveled around, you know, the garden and just start hitting things, and here in the studio, and it wasn't people mostly, so it's safe. it was chairs, garden tables, the dog definitely escaped this one. And after hitting them, I've created a library of percussive elements. It's organic, but it does the job, but just looks at it from a total different place. So this is what I wanted to achieve.
We're going to hear some of those percussive techniques in this next piece, Dominant Species. Over the heavy rhythmic percussion, the strings and brass play this gorgeous augmented version of the main theme. Here it is. feel like that piece in particular is like perfect combat music because the fast rhythm kind of encourages focus, while the triumphant string melody sort of makes you feel like you're in a movie, and that jarring percussion line really holds it all together.
Mm-hmm. And again, this is one of the main combats that I wrote that we actually wanted to do a melodic combat. Some of them were lower sounding combat, don't really have a signature melody, but here we do have the Fallout melody. And if you will play the game, you won't hear it a lot, but you will really hear it in key point and a crucial point.
Kind of big moment piece.
Exactly. It's a big moment piece. And this was definitely the intention.
So in this next piece, which we'll listen to in just a minute here, the instrumentation is really unique. I heard, I think, bagpipes and a hammered dulcimer and like an accordion in there. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. Like the accordion, I didn't play anything that accordion usually plays. I played like very low note within the melodic register of the accordion and slow notes. So it almost doesn't sound like an accordion. It sounds like some sort of like a reed instrument.
Right.
It is an accordion. Same thing with the oleon pipe. And when you're playing all these like weird texture and then add some oleon pipe on top of them, it creates some sort of a flavor that it is, in a way, some connection to the old country, England. Mm-hmm. But in a different way. And again, this is what we wanted to achieve.
Let's listen to some of this unique instrumentation in Enon's Rebuild Renew.
Thank you.
So, Inon, what makes that piece stand out to you?
We wanted all the time to keep back all the time to the main theme. The main theme or the main melody and motif is really, really important for the game.
Mm-hmm.
It possesses a lot of sort of like the philosophy or the core philosophy behind the game, which is a lot of the thing. It is the duality between the despair, the ruins, and also the ability and the opportunity to build and to start a new world and a new start. There's some sense of wonder in the sort of like the when you put minor and major together, then you get sort of like this half bluesy but half where the hell are we kind of a feel. And I like the sense of wonder. It's not like the wonder of like the hard blue or the augmented chords, which is, you know, this is kind of like the weird outer space kind of a thing.
Right.
But there is something very dark, but also wonder has some kind of a wonder feel to it when you move from major to minor and back and forth all the time. And this is also an element that I really liked about the main theme.
Well, I have to tell you, Inon, it's a really, really fantastic score for a really fantastic game. You've done an incredible job, and I think everyone who plays it and has the privilege to hear your music will definitely agree with me.
Well, thank you so much. I mean, it's definitely something that I'm far from taking for granted. You know, I just feel so happy that it touches people. Because this is what I think we've been put on earth to do, to engage people, to touch people, to you know, sort of like connect with the emotional part of them. And if this succeeded in any ways, then it just makes me very happy.
Thank you so much for joining me, Inon, today. And best of luck with all your work.
You got it, Margaret. And thank you so much for having me. And, you know, I'd love to hear from you soon.
Next week on Unmute, we'll have a conversation with BAFTA award-winning composer Jason Graves about his music for Until Dawn, a wildly successful horror game with music that redefines cinematic. Special thanks this week to Beverly Irvin, Boyce Lancaster, Nick Hauser, Eric French, Greg O'Connor-Reed, and Inon Zur. Unmute is produced by me, Margaret Fisher, and is a production of Classical 101, a service of WOSU Public Media.